the screening histories data that we've done. One of the questions I had earlier was, do we think that the interval cancers are going down? And these are the data that show that they are. What we've done in the West Midlands is we've taken all of the breast cancers diagnosed or recorded at the cancer registry, and we have matched them against the screen-detected cancers that we get from the screening programme. And then we've gone back on Open Exeter and checked whether or not any of these women have actually been for screening. So that we can therefore say whether the cancers were screen-detected, whether they were interval cancers occurring between screens in the programme, whether they were cancers detected to women who've never attended for screening, whether they were lapsed attenders, so they've attended at least once for screening, but they haven't come back for their last screen. And these DBIs are diagnosed before invited. Now, they're people who, at the beginning of the programme, when the programme was first introduced, you start in a particular area and your van goes round, and women are eligible, but they're getting diagnosed while they're waiting, actually, for the van to get round. Once you get through the first round of the programme, these are women basically aged 50 to 52 who are diagnosed before the van gets into that area. So you get a lot at the very beginning of the programme, which is why this peaks here. But then they level off, and these are generally, as I say, women 50 to 52. You can see it takes time for the lapsed attenders to build up. You can see the non-attenders goes down. But what you can see here is this increase in screen-detected cancer rate as we've got better in the screening programme. This is two views. It's also towards the end. We've only put in 50 to 64 here. If we'd included all ages, then this goes up because you get a higher proportion of cancers detected in these older women. But you can see this is where the screening programme's got better. And this is the interval cancer rate actually going down. Now, it plummets here because it takes 3 years to be able to collect the data to see whether you've got them. But you can see that as this has started to go up, then the interval cancer rate has gone down. And I'm hoping that as this is continuing up, this will continue to go down once we've actually collected all the data. And this is the steady state, really, where the programme's rolled out completely. We don't know what's happened yet because we've got to collect the data. But in this steady state period, you can see that this is starting to split, which means to me that the programme's working better. Why?